Carly, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Monday, May 16th. Today starts a big week of retail earnings as investors anticipate reports from Walmart, Target, and Home Depot. We start this week after all three major indices closed in the green on Friday. The Dow up 466 points, the S&P 500 up nearly 2.4%, and the NASDAQ posting a gain of more than 3.8%. Bill, let's get into this week with what is happening in the markets this Monday morning.
Hi, Emily. How you doing? I'm watching the S&Ps, been watching them all morning. They're currently down 0.24%. They were down a little lower. They've started to, you know, come back a little bit because, you know, we got a lot of good things going on there. We got, you know, sources of concern. I mean, the economic data that came out of China overnight, that kind of indicates some weakness, which could, you know, spill over into the global economy as well. But we do have some key economic reports today. We have some Fed speak today. I do think the market's overly concerned with the word recession and with the word of the GDP falling off. The GDP still looks like it's going to be coming in positive. So I think the talk of recession is a little bit overblown. And I think that it's kind of priced in already. So I'm not nervous. I'm not scared. I'm actually looking for opportunities, even in tech. I'm looking for opportunities there. One of the big stories hitting the tape today is McDonald's. They're selling their Russian operations. They're just disbanding it. It's too much of an issue. They don't think that they're ever going to get it back on track, considering how it's going to be, seems to be a lot more long and protracted conflict. But the entire retail sector is going to be in focus this week. We got the retail sales report. We got earnings from big companies, retailers this week. The Musk Twitter deal remains on hold, you know, due to the high percentage of fake account or bot users. I don't understand how you can claim that there's a high percentage of bot users when you're taking the sample of 100 accounts. I mean, you got to do something significantly higher than that because they have millions of accounts and 100 just really isn't enough of the sample size. But, you know, that's okay. WTI, I'm watching oil. Oil's trading a bit lower this morning, but I noticed that the spread between WTI and Brent crude is ultra narrow. WTI is at $110 a barrel and 1 cent, and Brent crude's at $110 and 89 cents. I remember when these spreads were $10 apart. I mean, now they're 88 cents apart. So I do expect, you know, crude oil to pull back a little bit this week. Due to the economic data out of China. Looking overseas, Tokyo. Tokyo was up, 119 points or 0.45%. Hong Kong was up, 0.26% or 51 points. You're looking overseas in Europe this morning. London was up. Now it is down. It's flat. It's up 0.1%. It's down 0.2%. It's directionless. Germany is seeing some weakness. They gave back 91 points or 0.62%. But here we are at the S&Ps. Now they're only down 0.2%. They're down 0.18. So yeah, we seem to be pulling back, moving a little higher on the S&Ps as we head into the opening, Emily.
And now we'll turn to earnings, and we both mentioned it, the retail sector is in focus this week. So give us a look at what we should be watching in terms of earnings action.
Well, we got to pay attention to what has already come out. I mean, we had a number of stocks come out already, like Monday.com, that's ticker MNDY. They beat by 6 cents. They did it on higher revenue, but the stock's down 5.17% this morning. We're looking at Weber. Tupper ticker WEBR, William Edward, Boy Richard. You know, this stock's going to be down hard today. They missed by $1.20. They see full year revenues, you know, $1.65 billion to $1.8 billion, where the street estimate was over $2 billion. Yeah, it's not going to be pretty for Weber this morning when the stock opens up. And then we're looking at Clear Secure, which is ticker YOU, yellow, Oscar, under. They beat by 9 cents. They did it on higher revenue. They even raised guidance. You look at the stock, it's up 0.8% higher this morning. So that's positive. Upcoming earnings, you know, Take-Two Interactive, that's ticker TTWO, Tom, William, Oscar. Their EPS estimate is for them to earn $1 this quarter. And the expected move here is 8.78%. We're looking at Rocket Labs USA, that's ticker RKLB, Richard Kilo, Larry Boy. EPS estimate is for them to lose 4 cents. And the expected move here is 13.99%. Then we got some retailers coming out tomorrow morning. JD.com, John David. You know, EPS estimate for them to earn 34 cents. Expected move here is 12.26%. You got to think about the lockdowns in China. Heading into the lockdowns, these guys were on fire. But because of the lockdowns, there's going to be a little weakness. So it's a tough one to call. But I do think that if there's weakness in JD.com after the earnings come out, even though their results are unaudited, I still think it's worth considering taking a position on. Home Depot, ticker HD. EPS estimates here are $3.66. And the expected move here is 6.52%. I'm always cautious on Home Depot going into earnings because they never really seem to jump except for last October. You know, when they release earnings, they typically sell off. Walmart, on the other hand, is also releasing earnings tomorrow. They've had a really strong run over the last quarter. EPS estimates here are $1.46. Expected move here is 12.20%. I'm a little unsure. I couldn't make a call on Walmart this morning. I just didn't feel enough confidence in it. But that's what I have for you in terms of upcoming earnings, Emily.
And moving on to economic events, Bill, you mentioned it. Investors are concerned about the state of the economy, both globally and here at home. And as you mentioned, that if we follow the economic data, we can get important insights and clarity and context on how things are moving in the economy. And one way to do that is to be following all the economic reports and data that are released and any Fed speak that's going on. So, Bill, what should we be watching in terms of economic events today?
Yeah, you know, that's so true. I mean, you know, I have an alert. I have a Fed speak alert where I have the names of all of the board members of the FOMC and all of the Fed bank presidents. It's beautiful. It just really gives me that quick analysis that I need to do ahead of any meetings to determine whether they're going to be raising rates or lower, because I'm able to read all the Fed speak from the last quarter. But that's one way I use Newsweek to really benefit me around these Federal Reserve meetings. Highly accurate, highly accurate. In terms of the Fed speak today, you know, we have the Empire State Manufacturing Index. It's going to be coming out 1 hour before the market opens at 8:30 a.m. But at 8:55 a.m., we're going to be hearing from New York Fed Bank President John Williams. He's a dove. So I'm expecting, you know, I still expect him to say, hey, we're going to be raising interest rates half a basis point. That's kind of baked in. So I look for some positive indications coming from John Williams when he gives his speech later this morning, Emily.
And Bill, you just told us that you use those Fed speak alerts to do a quick analysis, get highly accurate information like right away, and to be able to sift through that information to make those smart moves based on real factual information that's coming out. That's one way you use your Newswire alerts. There are other ways that you can use your Newswire alerts. And Bill, you do this by breaking it down by other alerts, including by event, segment, sectors, buyback news, guidance, even earnings. So you have it all broken down for us. So let us know what else is possibly moving markets today.
Well, you know, I'm looking at my FANG sector, you know, and as I do every morning. You know, it's mixed, so that's a good sign going into it. Nothing's really off significantly, and, you know, some are up, so it's kind of a mixed bag. And I'm watching the S&Ps. The S&Ps are now down 0.09%, so they rallied even higher, so that's a positive. I'm looking at the stories behind the stocks, and I'm looking at, you know, I see these stories on Amazon and Apple and Google and Facebook. I mean, we got that big tech legislation, that antitrust bill. that's in front of Lena Khan that's not gaining any traction. And the reason why is because of the lobbying efforts of these firms. They're basically stalling this bill. So, yeah, that's good for those companies. You know, Amazon and Netflix and even Disney, you know, I see that the voters in Switzerland had backed a proposal to make global TV streaming services actually invest some of their revenues into domestic filmmaking in their country. So, yeah, Switzerland's saying, listen, if you're going to do a lot of business here, you got to invest some back into the country in, you know, ways that help us, such as, you know, making movies in Switzerland. I don't think they'll have a problem with that. Netflix is exploring some live streaming for unscripted series. You know, I see that Wedbush they just upgraded their Q2 guidance for Netflix. They just feel that, you know, they're well positioned to increase their revenue this quarter. So that's a positive. Tesla, you know, they did lose some electronic vehicle sales, in 2021, but they're still the dominant player globally. But there is a news story out there that Tesla's Shanghai plant is delaying the reopening due to, you know, the lockdown. So, I mean, they're going to have a tough time making their numbers or doing as many sales of Tesla cars, but that demand will be pent up. So, this is temporary for Tesla. I wouldn't get too worried about these delays in restoring the output in the Shanghai plant. In terms of the Dow Jones 30, you know, let's talk about Salesforce.com. That's ticker CRM, Charlie, Richard, Mary. These guys are having a meeting with Jefferies analyst team today. Could be something there. You know, you just want to keep an eye on it. McDonald's, as I said earlier, they're going to be exiting the Russia business. They're selling all their restaurants in Russia to a local buyer. And they're expecting to book a $1.2 billion to a $1.4 billion charge because of this action. In terms of merger news, you know, we got a lot going on. I mean, let's start off with Elon Musk and his Twitter. I mean, you know, he doubts that the Twitter numbers are real when they say that they have only 5% of their accounts are bots. He thinks he even came out with a statement wondering if 90% of all their accounts, daily active user accounts, are fake. It's probably in somewhere in between. In terms of other merger news, ticker NUE, Nancy, Uncle, Edward, this is Nucor. They're going to be acquiring CHI, this is, you know, overhead doors from KKR. This transaction is worth $3 billion. And JetBlue, ticker JBLU, John Boy, Larry, Uncle. JetBlue is launching a hostile takeover for Spirit Airlines. They're offering $30 a share in a tender offer. So the shareholders get to vote. Do they want to accept the deal from JetBlue or Frontier Airlines? So you don't be surprised if JetBlue wins this deal. In terms of guidance, Monday.com, ticker MNDY, they raised their full year 2022 guidance to $488 million to $492 million. Street estimates are $474 million. So that's a good uptick. And Clear Secure, that's ticker YOU, they also see a QQ revenue between $99 million and $101 million. Street estimates, $93 million. That's why you see ticker YU trading higher this morning. In terms of shareholder meetings going on, Crane and Company, ticker CR, Charlie Richard, they're having a shareholders meeting at 1 o'clock. They're an S&P 500 stock. QDEL, that's ticker QDEL, Quinton, David, Edward, Larry, at 11:30. They're having a shareholders meeting. And Frog, that's ticker FROG, Frank, Richard, Oscar, Grace, that's JFrog. They're going to be having their shareholders meeting at 12 noon today. In terms of buyback news, Clear Secure, ticker YOU, their board authorized 100 million share buybacks. See, there's lots of positive news behind ticker YOU this morning. That's in the stock's up 2%. So, yeah, you can see why. In terms of catalyst news, Algiant, that's ticker A. A is in Apple. Citibank just opened up a positive catalyst watch on Algiant into earnings. Remember, 5/24 is the date that they're releasing their earnings. So you want to be keeping an eye on ticker A as an Apple for Algiant as they head into earnings. But that's what I have for you today in terms of news hitting my alerts this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswear.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that Professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what is your pick of the day to start the week?
Listen, I think there's some opportunity in the streaming services. I'm looking at Netflix right now, and I see that, you know, that's one of the Dow stocks that is trading higher. It's up 3.18% based on those Wedbush comments. But I'm not going with Netflix. I'm going with Disney, ticker DIS. I know they sold off hard last week. I've been telling people for the longest time I didn't like Disney when it was at $170. I didn't like it at $150. I didn't like the way it was going. But now you're really getting at a discount. Point is that if I can get in Disney, at with a 106.50, 106.75. I think I can turn around and I think I could make at least 1% off the stock today. So, I originally was looking for a 105 price target, but I see that the market is now, seems to be bouncing a little bit. So I'm kind of raising it, but that may change when we get closer to the opening. So right now my price target is 106. To get in at Disney, and I think that there's a good opportunity that the momentum in the streaming services is going to carry through to Walt Disney today, Emily.
Okay, Bill, Disney it is, and when we talk about buying stocks at a discount, you did some bargain hunting last week, and coming up, we will recap Friday's pick of the day and even take a quick look back at Thursday's pick of the day. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Google sued for using UK medical records without consent. That's not positive. Twitter stock has fallen toward a 7th straight day loss. Not surprising. Tesla recalls more than 170,000 Model 3, Model Y cars in China. Deutsche Bank is cutting targets. Price target. Interesting. Their earnings are out later this week. Domino's, ticker DPZ, David Paul Zebra, they have this new mind ordering app available for download at their app store or on Google Play. It's like for telepathically ordering a pizza. I think it's a nice marketing ploy, and that's about it. Steel Dynamics, that's ticker STLD, they're going to be acquiring Mexico Metals and Recycling Firm. Palo Alto Networks, PANW, Paul Apple, Nancy William, they're expanding their cybersecurity partnership with Deloitte. RSX, that's the Russian index. Putin says we will react to expansion of military infrastructure to these countries. Carlyle Group, that's ticker CG. Charlie Grace, they're going to be acquiring Mantech in an all-cash transaction valued at $4.2 billion. That's ticker MANT they're acquiring. Michael Apple, Nancy Tom. They're doing it for $96 a share. Apollo Global, APO, they're going to be taking a minority interest in Sofinnova. Spartan Ash, SPTN, Sam Paul, Tom Nancy, they filed investor presentation highlights, transform board and management. I got to read into that. And actually, Domino's, DPZ, they're teaming up with Netflix to launch first-of-its-kind mind-ordering app. That's interesting. Emily, that's all I'm seeing for you in breaking news in the last 15 minutes.
Bill, before we get into Friday's Micron pick of the day, I have to make a mention of Thursday's pick, which was Motorola Solutions. It was a winner. Just as you expected, though, there happened to be more opportunity on Friday with ticker MSI. So give us a quick look at what happened with MSI on Friday.
Well, MSI didn't open when we, we were broadcasting on Friday. But when it did open, that stock rocketed out of the gate. Now, I remember telling you, it was like, listen, I think I can get out at 204. I'm holding on to this thing. They came out with a nice solid beat. I believe they beat by 9 cents on higher revenue, and they raised guidance. And you looked at it, they not only surpassed, I think they actually opened up at 207. And that stock actually ran all the way up and closed at the end of the day on Friday at $215. So yeah, that was a big, huge winner on Friday, MSI. So I was pretty pleased with that.
Well, and talking about big winners, we will also have to recap what was Friday's pick, which was Micron. And you did make this pick following their analyst day last week. And we're you kept telling us last week, it was a brutal week in the markets. And you kept telling us there's opportunities, you can get good stocks at a discount. And Barron's article even came out about Micron, and it said it was one of a couple of tech stocks to buy, even in all that tech sector volatility last week, because, quote, Micron is one of the market's cheapest stocks on a price earnings basis. So, Bill, how did your Micron call end up working out?
Micron was a huge hit. I mean, if you remember, the stock opened at $69.09. Now I was saying, listen, you want to get into this stock in the low 69s. You know, I'm thinking 69.02, 69.05, you know, but it opened up at 69.09 and then it proceeded to sell off. There was some selling pressure right in the morning. That selling pressure dropped the stock down to 68 for a few moments. And then, you know, the buying activity just came in and took over that stock. Next thing you know, it's back at the opening price. Then it's rallying higher. You know, and it actually hit a high of the day of $72.63. That's a 5% difference between the opening and the high of the day. So, you know, I mean, listen, you take your 1% and you go home. Don't be risking it. But there was a 5% difference. So you easily had that opportunity. Now, the stock did wind up closing at $71.92, which is a 4.2 difference if you held it all the way to the close. So, yeah. Micron, huge hit, very happy, you know, big, strong gain on Friday along with the market. You did have the market at some winter back. So, yes, that did help. But, you know, that's a positive. But at $69, Micron is considered to be undervalued. If you look at the price targets on the stock, they're over $100. So, yeah, Micron 69, I'm a buyer. And Friday's Micron pick, very positive for everyone.
And we will continue to go bargain hunting today with Disney, and we'll check in with you tomorrow about that pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning this week at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Vani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.